Michigan Rundown Podcast.
Walton, Chapman, hoist a three. Michigan wins!
At midcourt, extra pass.
And it goes for the win!
Presented by Jake Singer.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Michigan Rundown Podcast. My name is Jake Singer, and on today's episode, I'm going to be going in-depth on the major, major win that this Michigan basketball team had last night against the Buffalo Bulls to start off their season 1-0 and on their way to hopefully winning a national championship and going on a major, major, major run. Last night was really exciting for many reasons. Number one, being back with fans at Chrysler Center was unreal. I myself was there, and the atmosphere was electric. Us in the student section were going crazy. We were doing our chants. We could tell the players were feeding off our energy. And there was just a lot of stuff to really be excited about this basketball team this season. You know, going into last night's game, we had a ring ceremony for last year's Big Ten championship, which was really, really cool. The rings looked sick. And I know the players and the coaches were really excited that that was the way to start off the season with fans back in the building. We gave everyone standing ovations. The players really got an opportunity. A few of them, like Hunter Dickinson and Terrence Williams, who had never actually even played in front of fans before. That was their first real feelings of being in front of fans, was getting their ring. We were giving them loud cheers, standing ovations. And just the whole atmosphere was really, really, really cool. Now, that all said, last night's matchup was actually a highly contested matchup against Buffalo. Buffalo right now are the favorites to win the MAC conference, which, if you didn't know, is actually a pretty cool conference this year. Just two nights ago, you know, the MAC actually had a really, really cool showing. Akron almost beat Ohio State. You had other teams like Eastern Michigan almost pull off the upset against Indiana, and just, you know, and even Buffalo. Who came in with 11 returning players. And that is unheard of in college basketball because you rarely even have 12 guys on a team. So 11 guys coming back, you know, just gave that Buffalo team a lot of veteranship. You know, they're really knowledgeable. They've been playing the game for a while. So that was actually a really tough matchup for this Michigan Wolverines team. And Michigan actually handled them very, very well. People were already saying that Buffalo could be ranked in a few weeks. They're easily, right now, favorites to go to the tournament. So there were a lot of stuff that that could have gone wrong for this Michigan Wolverines team against this tough Buffalo Bulls team. But Michigan pulled out a 12-point victory against Buffalo, handled them very, very well. And overall, I think it was a great team showing. You know, you could tell Juwan Howard was constantly coaching them up throughout the entire game. In between every foul shot for both Michigan and Buffalo, he was pulling players aside, telling them what to do. On inbound passes, he was talking to Caleb Houston about what he should be doing differently, where he should be cutting, where he should be going to and on the specific play, which I thought was really cool to watch just being there in person. You know, seeing those little things that you don't necessarily get a chance to see on TV. I think those were just, that's what made it all the more magical in being in that environment and that experience. I think everyone stepped up to the plate. Within the first 7 minutes, all five starters had at least a point, which I think is really, really rare when you actually watch these college basketball teams, and a lot of times it's one or two players that are taking the helm and scoring all the points for that offense. Every player on this team got involved. At the end of the day, eight players had to put up points at the end of the game, which I think is just goes to show our depth that this team has. And against a good Buffalo team, getting eight players to score in a game and getting substantial minutes throughout the game, I think will bode very well for us going down forward into Big Ten play and into the NCAA tournament. You know, you had really big surprises like Terrence Williams, who had 29 minutes, 14 points, 2 for 3 from three-point land. Like, last year, you would never have expected a guy like Terrence Williams to get points like that and contribute to this team in such a meaningful way, especially in the home opener. You know, it's not like we were winning by 14 points at the end of the game and he was getting garbage minutes. It's not like no one else was contributing. He was just playing in a sixth man role, which I thought was really cool. You know, both Juwan Howard and Phil Martelli had said before the season started that Terrence Williams made the biggest jump from year one to year two of the entire team. But you don't necessarily believe it until you see it with your own eyes. And I think in game one, seeing Terrence Williams doing the things he did. He had a 4-point play at one point. He made some really, really tough shots. He was getting some big man rebounds, as Coach Juwan Howard said. He was doing it all on the floor, and I was really impressed with what he was doing. I was also really impressed with the freshmen. You know, you had Caleb Houston, who had, you know, 11 points, really contributed on the offensive and defensive glass. You had Musa Diabate, 2 blocks, 7 points. You know, he really played well. Both of these guys coming in as 5-star recruits, there's a lot of pressure on both of them to play up to that potential. And I think in this on this team, you don't really necessarily know how they were exactly going to contribute, because every player is talented. You have 5 stars on the floor at all times. But the way that they played really, really well together, mixing Hunter Dickinson and Musa in on the same sets. You have Caleb on the floor too, with a new guy in Devontae Jones, even as a grad transfer point guard. You know, you had so many new faces and so many guys that are used to being the guy, that it was really cool to see them all working really well together and gelling and, you know, just playing really good basketball. And I was really impressed with those, with their performances. I was also really impressed with some of the other guys. You know, Adrian Nunez, who has never really had substantial minutes in his entire time he's been with the Michigan basketball program, got in the first half with him, probably the first 10 minutes, and played some really big substantial minutes when Devontae Jones got in foul trouble and behind Eli Brooks. Because behind Eli Brooks at shooting guard, you really don't know who else is the backup. And I think Juwan Howard made it pretty clear that Adrian Nunez can be the backup shooting guard for this team. And actually, I'm not that upset with that. He had a 3. He played good defense. He was in there. He looked like he was hungry. He looked like he was ready to play. And I was really impressed with the work that he had put in the offseason to go from just being a bench player that maybe got a minute at the end of a 20-point blowout to playing in a first half of the first game of the season. I was honestly very impressed with all the work that he put in, and I was really happy for him too. You know, on both sides of the ball, defensively, we were playing really well. We were getting blocks, we were getting steals, we were stopping them. Buffalo was making their shots though. They had some really highly contested shots, and I was partly just impressed with, you know, the Buffalo offense and just these players being able to get their points. You know, Jonathan Williams had 32 points, and you don't see many players put up 32 points on a Michigan defense. Last year, Michigan was preventing teams from scoring 50 points as a team. So the fact that Buffalo could go into the Chrysler Arena away on their home opener, and for a player to put up 32 points, that is just impressive in and of itself, and you got to give the opposing team props for that. You know, back on the defensive side, there were a few holes. You know, 32 points, when you give 32 points to a single player and you give up, you know, 70-plus points to a team as a whole, you're going to have some mistakes. And there were some mistakes in there. You know, you're giving Buffalo a lot of second-chance points with offensive rebounds. That was a big thing I was seeing, that Buffalo was constantly attacking the glass. And Michigan, although they had Hunter Dickinson and Musa Diabate, and at the same time, there were point guards going in there, sneaking themselves into the offensive glass and getting put-back shots. You were seeing Michigan getting into a lot of foul trouble. And I think partly that is because of the Big Ten refs. And, you know, Big Ten refs are just not good in any sport, if you really ask me. But you really have to prevent yourself from giving up those ticky-tack fouls, because in college basketball, when you get 2 fouls in the first half, you're sitting. And Caleb Houston learned that the really hard way, given that he was sitting for the last 8 minutes of the first half with 2 fouls. Same with Devontae Jones, same issue. You know, I think as a whole in a game, there were 6 technical fouls given out, which is just unheard of, that you see 6 technical fouls on a, you know, in a game that is not a conference matchup. Is just, it's the first game of the season. But again, you have to look all past all of that. Michigan was giving them more points at the foul line. Also, on defense, on, you know, there were certain possessions that Buffalo was just cutting on Michigan very easily, getting very easy layups, where Michigan actually seemed at times were struggling to get offensive points themselves, and they had to really run their full sets, get a lot of screens, a lot of plays. That said, those are just a few minor hiccups that I was noticing in this Michigan basketball team going forward, which is always not a bad thing under any circumstances. It's the first game of the season. You want to see things to improve upon. You never look at a team in the first game and say they're winning a national championship right here and there. Because in college basketball, as we know, anything can happen. As I said previously a few minutes ago, Ohio State almost lost to Akron in the first game of the season. Indiana had trouble against Eastern Michigan. These things happen. Virginia lost, you know, to Navy. So things happen in college basketball. That's why we all love college basketball so much, is because, you know, so many more weird things can happen, unlike college football, for example, where there's a very few upsets that occur on a weekly basis. So, you know, that's just stuff to look forward to as we go into the next few games. We play Prairie View this weekend. It's, you know, part of the Coaches versus Racism event. You know, we're going to Washington, D.C. to play in HBCU. So, again, don't necessarily look to see Michigan only winning by 12. They should handle Prairie View pretty easily. But, of course, there are so many things that this team can be constantly working on. And knowing Juwan Howard, they will always be working on new stuff. It'll be a cool opportunity to see guys like Frankie Collins, you know, get more, maybe more of an opportunity. Adrian Nunez, really see what they can bring to this team. Terrence Williams might see even more minutes than he had against Buffalo, which is probably, you know, hard to really imagine. But it's possible against a team like Prairie View. So it actually is a really cool thing to see where our depth stands and if they can keep this up, because if they can contribute as much as they've been contributing, you know, against Buffalo, and if they can continue to contribute, you know, 20-25 minutes off the bench, then we are really set up for a really cool season, because college basketball is all about the talent you have and the depth you have. And this Michigan team is loaded with depth. You won't even see Zeb Jackson because he's hurt right now. But when he comes back, that's more depth you have at the guard position. And you have all these freshmen that are so, so talented that haven't even really come into their own yet after one game. And so everyone has such high upside that I am super excited to see what we can do about this. But again, had a really key win against Buffalo. People are expecting them to be ranked in a few weeks. People think they're going to be taking down some ranked competition this season. So I think at the end of the season, that will look even better than it did right now. And that just all the more proves that this team is set for big, big things. And I know Juwan and the whole coaching staff and all the players are expecting that too. So with that, thank you everyone for listening to this quick recap on the Buffalo game. I'm excited to start covering basketball more. I've had some really cool opportunities myself that I've been working on with the Michigan Daily, working for the University of Michigan newspaper. I have a lot of articles on their website, so please go and check that out. But I will try my best to keep covering these sports on this podcast. So with that, thank you all for listening, and I hope to you know, continue to listen to my recaps going forward. Thank you all.